Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunniest side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like to reach the exit.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to For Crying Out Loud.
How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks. How are you?
You know what? Well, we're going to do these ads right now. Ulta Beauty is our first ad. You know when you,
feel beautiful?
You buy like a green car.
Yes.
And then suddenly you see green cars everywhere.
Yes.
Well, now that we've been doing ads for Ulta Beauty, I see them everywhere.
I know, me too.
Everywhere.
I know.
This is like as ubiquitous as 7-Eleven. They're like on every street now.
I know.
I'm like, another Ulta Beauty?
I know.
It's like a beauty superstore. It's so cool.
Yeah, it is. It's cool. And if you don't have one near you, you can go online and go to ulta.com.
Yeah.
And it's they have everything.
It's huge. And it's beauty is limitless. And anything, any of your – you want the natural look, you can find stuff for that. You want to be all glittery glam.
Mm-hmm.
I like a little like – I think I took like a liquid, that liquid eyeliner that's kind of in style now. I think that's super fun.
I like that. I have a hard time putting it on. But I like the gel eyeliner with the brush. That's easier for me.
That's what I use
too.
They
have that too. They have it all.
Tons of brands. They have over 500 brands from everyday favorites to the ones that you love to splurge on, including Tarte, Morphe, Redken, Living Proof.
Everything.
I feel so good when I have like my whole like a new
everything,
new makeup.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
makes
especially
me feel
when
excited
you got a
to do my makeup.
Takes your makeup. Yes.
Yeah. Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Well, now you know what to get her for Christmas.
Yeah.
A little go do a little shopping at Ulta Beauty.
Mm-hmm.
So go to ulta.com and find a store near you.
They
rock whatever look.
Yeah.
Also, Quip.
I love Quip. We love Quip. Our family loves Quip. We do.
Love it.
And Adam is like, this is the best idea ever is to have a subscription because our toothbrushes get rattled and ratty and all, you know, he's had the same like vibrating one for years, the one that sits on the battery and then he loses the battery, whatever. These, with Quip, they just send it to you. They'll send you a fresh one every month, every 3 months. Which is on their schedule, and it doesn't require a clunky charger, which I like. It doesn't take up like this half the sink.
Yeah, and it's actually less expensive than if you buy those like a pulsing toothbrush.
Right.
Those things are expensive. If you keep buying those new like every month, you're going to spend way more money than you would if you just get a Quip. They start at $25, and then you just get the new brush heads in the mail.
And Sonny loves them because he's got the braces now. So. We love Quip, so you guys should get Quip and try it. You can go to getquip.com/FCOL. And by the way, it makes a good gift.
Yeah, and you know what you can do? It's the schedule when you get the new brush heads, it's only $5 every 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
That's so inexpensive, and you can gift prepaid refills for a year to make sure that people love their Quip and get their new brush head. They don't have to pay for it.
This is like an Oprah's favorite thing.
Yeah, it is. So go to getquip.com/FCOL and get your first refill pack for free. Getquip.com.
You get a Quip. And you get a Quip. And you get a Quip. He doesn't know what I'm – Caitlin, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, that was Oprah's
Okay, thank you. Well, I don't know with you.
So when did Sonny get his braces?
Sonny got his braces almost a year ago.
Oh, okay.
I think. I don't know.
Elby's had braces for 2 years.
When does she get them off?
Every time she goes to the freaking orthodontist – I love this orthodontist, by the way.
Me
too. But every time we go, she's like, okay, well, let's see at your next appointment. I'm like
–
last time she had these rubber bands on and then they told her at your next appointment you'll be done with the rubber bands. So next appointment came and they're like, okay, so rubber bands for another month and then like at your next appointment that'll probably – you'll probably – and I was like –
I know.
Bitch, you said last appointment she was going to be done with the rubber bands.
I know. There's
They're always finishing. We're just doing some finishing work.
I know. It's a racket, I tell you. It's fucking – I know. So how was your Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it's Friday's show. You know, my Thanksgiving was great. Always the same.
Now, what are you? Yeah, what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Order the food.
Are they coming to your house?
No, we're going there.
Yeah, to your brother's house.
Mm-hmm. To my brother's.
Oh, you're so lucky.
Brothers, sister-in-law. Are a couple, another couple, Gina and Jeff, and their mm-hmm. daughter Violet. Mm-hmm. It's super mellow. And then my brother's kids.
Yeah, that's
Beckett
nice.
Beckett and Emerson, and then me and my kids.
That's nice.
John.
And John.
I'll bring him.
We were, you know, every year I cook.
I know.
Well, because Adam, his family always does his whole life, which even at like his sister's wedding, they had sporks. You know, they had the plastic sporks.
Yeah.
They've always gone the cheap route, according to him. And every year it's like, you bring this and you bring that and Delia's going to bring the pies and blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, and then you just get a mix matched of just you know, it's not like, oh, and also his stepmom always goes to Gelson's, which I love and is totally fine with. But he likes the house to smell and it's like, okay, well, why don't you cook then?
Well, let me just say one thing.
Yes.
The Gelson's meal,
mm-hmm.
the house does still smell delicious mm-hmm. because it's not the turkey's not cooked.
Yeah.
You put it in the oven and
right.
you make it. It's
I think just, I'm going to do that. No, she would, the mom wouldn't do that. The mom would like actually get like already sliced chicken breast. You know, it's like already.
No, this you
in
put
the
it
thing.
In the oven. You just have to cook it for less
yeah,
time.
They
you
have
don't have
that.
To cook it all day. You cook it for like 2 hours.
I might do that.
And then you get all the sides and you bake the sides. So you
yeah.
bake the mashed potatoes. So everything's still
that's
fresh.
That's the problem. See, that's the thing. The problem I have. So every year I've, for, I don't know, like 15 years now, mm-hmm. I've made, I think longer actually, I've made the turkey, the mashed potatoes, the gravy, which is a fucking pain in the ass. And I always forget. Fresh cranberry sauce, because you can't have the can. God
what?
Forbid.
Who fucking needs fresh cranberry
Adam,
sauce?
Adam. He's done a bit on it on Kevin and Bean for 20 years as Mr. Burcham. Anyway, so cranberry sauce, corn, I mean, salad.
That's too much.
It's way fucking too much. I'm tired.
Nobody
Shit,
needs
I'm
a salad
tired.
On Thanksgiving.
I know. Bitch is tired.
Ain't nobody need a salad.
No. Ain't nobody need a salad.
You have 364 days a year to eat salad.
You know,
you don't
it's so
need
funny,
to eat
though,
it on Thanksgiving.
His one niece who comes every year. Last year I didn't make the salad. She's like, oh, Aunt Lynette, you didn't make the salad.
What?
Like, what are you? Shut the eat the kid.
Who says that?
She says, she's like, I like your salads. I was like, oh, well. So anyway, it's Adam's. Look, so this year, Adam's sister has been wanting to do Thanksgiving. You know, the hippie dippy sister that lives up in Topanga.
Right.
You know, her son, Adam's nephew, wanders around here, works here. I should bring him in one time and have him tell horror stories about the family. But anyway, so she's sweet. I love Adam's sister. She's not like Adam at all.
Right.
She's fun to talk to. She will, you know, she'll talk your ear off about you. Like, she's interested in you, you know.
Right.
Anyway, she's quirky, lives in Topanga, and she wanted to have Thanksgiving this year. Well, they got evacuated for the fires.
Oh.
So, because then I would have done Christmas. But now it's back. So then on a group text between her and me and Adam and Adam's mom, it was going back
Least
and forth.
Favorite thing, group text.
I know. It's like, as Jimmy's wife, Molly, said, it's like being held hostage.
The worst thing about group texts is when they sort of go off the rails a little bit and two people start having a side conversation.
Oh, I know.
Have your fucking side
I
conversation
know.
On the side.
I know. You
That's
don't have
called
to go
a side
LOL.
Conversation.
I know.
Well, also, you don't have to go, oh, by the way,
yeah.
and then something that doesn't affect the other
right.
people in the group.
Right. I am so sensitive to that. I do that sometimes. I don't want to – with other moms, I'll go, okay, like I'll go off to the side.
Yeah, I'll message you
yeah.
about blah, blah, blah.
Right. I'm not going to fucking hold everybody else hostage.
Your phone buzzes. You're like, oh, what? I got another text. Oh, it's these two bitches
yes,
talking about what they're going to wear
yeah.
to some event that I'm not even going to.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So they start talking about where we're going to have it and – oh, they thought that we didn't really want to have it because we were moving, I guess, they thought, which we are, but not now. So they said, well, we can have it at our house. So Adam's father.
You're like, just don't walk around the house eating a muffin because we're trying to sell it. Corn
and
muffins
little Sharon
at the table.
Stephanie listened. So the dad, his dad said, I'll have it. We'll have it at our house. So I was like, okay. Phew. So then I go about my 2 days thinking, woo, I don't have to worry about Thanksgiving. And here we are like the weekend before Thanksgiving. And Adam goes, yeah, so we're not having it at my dad's, are we? And I go, yeah, no, that's where they signed off. Did you see that you were on the text? Nope. You didn't say anything, right? So that's where we're going. He goes, no, we can't go there. It's too small. It's too small. And I go, so what? It's not here. And he goes, no, just tell them to come here. I was like, oh,
no.
And then he's like, we're not going to be able to do Christmas anyways because we're going to be busy moving probably or packing. So you're not going to want to do Christmas. And he had a point. And so I was like, all right, fine. Let's bite the bullet. But now I have my period really, really bad. And if anybody just looks at me sideways, I get fucking irritated.
You need to get it cauterized.
I have a feeling I'll still feel this way once a month. I don't know why. Yeah, maybe I should. I don't know. Yeah, I should get it cauterized, I guess. Anyway, so I don't mind
you and
doing
your humble
it.
Brags too.
I still get my period. I don't even think
I'm
about
fertile.
That.
I'm fertile. I
guess
have a baby
I,
if I want to.
I have
to.
Gray hair. How about that?
Yeah, call me when you have gray pubes. Go on. I get like gray eyebrows.
I have a gray eyebrow.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it keeps coming back. I'm
yeah,
like,
I know. Go away. Now I got to go to a fucking hairstylist and have him do my eyebrows too? Fuck. Fucking getting older sucks.
It really does.
It does. And I'm tired. Like for Thanksgiving, I used to enjoy it, but now I'm over it.
So are you going to let people bring stuff or Adam making you make the whole meal?
He don't have no say no more. So I'm going to make the turkey, but then I'm going to go and buy the mashed potatoes at Gelson's and buy the gravy and buy some of the other stuff because I don't want to fucking sit there and mash potatoes, you know.
Why can't you let somebody bring the mashed potatoes? That's a good one to farm out.
I guess I could.
That's
Adam
fun.
Doesn't trust
they only have
his
to
family.
Make one thing.
They'll bring it from Gelson's.
It's really good. Their mashed potatoes are delicious.
They are. Yeah, no, it's fine. As long as his mom brings the pies and the dessert and.
You could order the meal from Gelson's, and I'm telling you, nobody would know. And it will only take you. You might still have to cook the turkey for a while because you'll be buying. Like I buy it only for 8.
Yeah,
but they make it for 12. They make it for more people, and then the turkey's big. It just doesn't require 12 hours of baking. It will require like 4.
Yeah. All right.
And it comes out really good, and it looks beautiful. It's like cooking your turkey.
Yeah, my turkeys are good. I don't know. Oh, and also I make pot roast.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. I love pot roast. But that's easy, too, because I just do it the night before, marinate it, and then I put it in the slow cooker. And that's
ooh.
That. Yeah. So I don't know. It was a smash hit yesterday.
And then my favorite part of the story of your Thanksgiving story is having to wash the plastic plates.
Oh, don't think that's not going to happen again. Don't throw that in the trash. I got guys coming to my warehouse on Sunday to watch football. I can eat off of those. I'm like, they're greasy. You can't get grease off of plastic.
You can't.
Just throw it. Your guys are going to get salmonella. They're fine. Give them to me. I'll wash them. Just stack them over there and I'll wash them. And he does. He washes these plastic dishes, the thick ones that I buy for Thanksgiving.
Right.
The purpose to buying them
is
so I don't have to wash them.
Exactly.
So I can just toss them.
Right.
But now I got to deal with this guy over here that wants to fucking stack them up and take them with him to poison his friends on Sunday football.
That's hilarious.
No, I know. And then Adam's sister, half-sister comes to town. The normal part of the family comes to town. The ones that aren't blood related, his stepsister. So she's not blood related at all. She's married to a wonderful husband, and they have 3 wonderful daughters that are – 2 of them are married. One already has a baby. They'll be coming, but they love to talk.
Oh, boy.
And the hardest part of cooking – and anybody that knows this is when you're in the kitchen getting everything done at the last minute And they're going, so Brittany went to college this year and she had a hard first year, but actually then it got better. And then Carly is over at Washington State and she's doing well, but then she kind of had so – and I'm going, and I have to act like I'm interested.
Right.
Like, oh,
right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she has still seen that guy, right? Yeah, what? No, she's a lesbian. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. I can't – it's just so hard to – you know what I mean? I can't even talk on the phone and listen to a conversation when some – like Sonny will come in and go, so it's okay, Mom, if I go walk down the street? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm going, yeah. Wait, what are you going – I can't do two things at once. Can you? I can't.
Well, you can. It's just that we automatically usually do two things at once. It's just when you start adding the third and the fourth thing that you just like.
Right. And when I'm just – I just want to put my earbuds in and cook. Like can I – I just want to just
right.
pretend like I'm a ghost.
Cook and listen to a podcast.
Yeah. And then like leave, change, come back and go, okay. You know.
Yeah. But – listen, you're a better woman than I. I can't. No. I am not a good cook. I'm just not.
I'm not either. Do you think I cook any day?
I don't have like a natural ability for it. Like, I don't have a feel for it. Like I don't know when something's done.
Yeah.
I can't always tell. So I burn things or I make things. Like I can't trust myself to make a chicken because I just wouldn't know when to take it out.
I know. I know.
And my oven is really not a good oven.
Uh-huh.
But since I'm not really a good cook, it's like, am I really going to have somebody come in and like recalibrate
right,
my oven?
Right.
No, I just know that I have to cook everything 50 degrees lower than it says on the recipe.
Right.
Because my oven's too hot.
No, I know.
50 degrees too hot,
right,
at least.
Right.
At least.
That's
and then I have to cook things for a lot shorter than they say. Well, then
yeah.
that calls for a lot of guesswork.
No, that's
and
too much.
And guesswork combined with not naturally being a good cook
equals El Pollo Loco.
If they hadn't closed goddamn Pollo Loco close to my house, I'd be having Pollo Loco for Thanksgiving.
Wait, but didn't Robin say there was another one open up someplace closer by? Or no, that's me. They closed the one down by my house, but then there was another one that Adam and I drove past and Adam goes, ooh, El Pollo Loco opening up soon. And I go, there was another one up the street. You like El Pollo Loco? And he goes, I love it. And I go, I do too. How come we never get it? And he's like, I said, because the kids never like it. He goes, oh, screw the kids. We're gonna have El Pollo Loco.
I love El Pollo. I'm obsessed.
Me too.
The problem is that the El Pollo Loco, there's two other ones. They're just far enough away, though, that it makes going to El Pollo Loco a really purposeful trip,
yeah.
which always feels a little stupid.
Yeah, I know.
Like, you're like, I'm really driving
out
of my
way to get to El Pollo Loco.
Right?
Right, no.
El Pollo Loco needs to be an accident.
Yes,
it needs to be
yes.
like, oh, I just got out of the gym. Oh, there's El Pollo Loco. Yeah. Maybe I'll just stop by there and get
yeah.
some food. It can't be like, oh, kids.
Right, right.
Let's get El Pollo Loco tonight.
Right.
Everybody load up the car. We're going on a trip to El Pollo Loco.
Well, that's kind of like how
Let me check Waze. See how long it's going to take. We're going to El Pollo Loco, everybody. Let me just set my email so that it lets people know I'm away. Sorry, everybody. I'm making a trip to El Pollo Loco. May not return your email right away.
Have the mail sent to the mail to the post office. Have your neighbor check the mail.
Have my mail forwarded.
tell John to put the lights on the timer.
Go to El Pollo Loco. Gonna get some of that extra house salsa, guys.
I love that house salsa. It's the best.
The best.
The best with
it's
the
like
flour tortilla.
Yes.
No, it's the best. Oh, my God.
I always give them shit, too, because when they go like flour or corn, I'm like, corn?
Corn.
Whoever orders the corn tortillas? One guy was like, well, they're a little healthier. I'm like, listen, health went out the window. I'm at El Pollo Loco.
I know.
How concerned am I about my health?
And the lady behind the counter is like,
you guys
hey.
Have a B.
I know. Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's so true. It's so true.
Haven't been having El Pollo Loco quite as often.
Yeah, I know. I miss it.
I know. And it feels almost like you've prepared a meal. You're like, wait, there's beans?
I know, right?
A lot of sides.
Yes, tons of sides. Mashed potatoes and gravy. Like, how often do you get mashed potatoes and gravy?
Exactly.
You know?
Oh, my God. So now that Thanksgiving is over.
Yeah.
You know what? We had somebody on the Reel It In page mm-hmm. say that they sometimes listen to the podcast with their kids. Did you see this thread? Mm-mm. It was pretty funny. They were like, listen, can we get a heads up? Can I get a heads up if you're going to talk about Santa? Because I listen to your podcast with the kids in the car.
Okay.
So heads up, I'm about to talk about Santa. Then a bunch of people got mad at her. I really kind of like this lady. She didn't get ruffled about it, but a bunch of people were like, how dare you try to censor Glenn and Stephanie, tell them what they can and can't talk about. This is a podcast for adults.
Get woke.
Yeah. But I did not take it badly because I was like, she's not saying, hey, please don't talk about Santa Claus because I listen with my kids, so I'm going to tell you what. She just said, could you just give me a heads up?
Okay.
Because my kids still believe in Santa Claus.
Right.
So heads up.
She didn't heads get this up. Far.
My freaking kids still believe in Santa Claus too.
Do they? Do they?
I think they do. Because Xander is
– Because some Xander's, kids try very hard.
You think?
To think, make their parents – because I think they think that if they – realize if they think they're caught on, then they got woke, that they think that they're not going to get
presents.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying in general, not saying your kids, but in general, I feel like kids might do that.
I don't. It's hard to tell.
Yeah,
because I will tell you that my kids 100% believe in the Tooth Fairy.
Yeah,
I just know they do because just because of the way. They're sort of obsessed with it. Mm-hmm. And it's not just about like, oh, the Tooth Fairy forgot me. It's not like they kind of are going along to get along. It's like they really – I mean they write elaborate notes to the Tooth
Fairy.
Yes.
Aw, that's cute.
What's wrong with my kids?
Nothing. They're kids.
Are they dumb? How do you possibly think there's a Tooth Fairy? They know there's no Easter Bunny. So Elby, at the exact age that the twins are now, was mm-hmm. when she said to me, turning 11, mm-hmm. she said to me, Mom, you know, Santa's not real, is it? Remember that conversation?
Yeah.
And I said, no, he's not. And then I destroyed the Tooth Fairy for her. She thought the Tooth Fairy was real.
Yeah, yeah.
So Sadie and Xander have not – I keep asking Elby, I'm like, do you think they believe in Santa for real? And she's like, Mom, they really do. I was like, ugh. I said, do you think I could tell him?
No.
That's what she said. Don't.
No.
Isn't there a way to sort of like, I was thinking maybe I could accidentally tell them. Like be like, I'm going to get this for you from Santa. And then go like, whoops. And then let them quietly go like, oh, shit, there's no Santa. Or do I?
Just let them. What's the harm? There's no harm in it.
Just embarrassed for them.
Oh, God. No. You know, I have the other way around in my house because they've constantly, or especially Natalia, early on, like, yeah, okay, Santa, okay. Well, if there's a Santa Claus, then how come my present was wrapped with the same wrapping paper? You know, they do all that
and
investigating.
My kids have never, ever.
You know, that's your writing. I'm not dumb.
I've never even tried. I don't even try. I told you this. I lost interest in trying years ago. And
it's
I was like,
too much.
I just want to wrap all the presents.
Yeah.
And some of them will say Santa and some say Mom and Dad. And if it's in the same writing, so be it.
Yeah. You know.
I'll let the chips fall where they may.
Yeah.
No, no well, investigating.
No.
No 48-hour mysteries happening in our house.
Gina Kimmel, early, before I had kids, she had kids. They were young. And she's like, yeah, every year I wrap them. The Santa Claus presents are always wrapped in green and red. Just the green and red, straight green and red. You got to get the green and red. And then I do a big, you know, S for Santa. I change my writing. And every year, and then as they got older, I'm like, really, Gina, they still? And she's like, no, they don't. But I just keep going along with it. And I thought, oh, okay, I think I'm going to do that. And I guess that stuck with me.
But like till how old? Till what age?
It's still – they know there's not. But I go, oh, come on. Of course there is. What do you mean?
Like I most kids
they try
give
to
up
screw
the ghost
me up.
Around 7.
Yeah, I know. But now it's like a running joke. They're like, okay, Mom, is that why the box for the trampoline was in the garage? And that came from – yeah. And I go, right. Well, Santa like left it. He had nowhere to wrap it. It's a trampoline, for God's sakes. It was heavy. He just had to drop it off in our garage. You know, I just do that.
Like, right.
And they go, oh, okay. So we have those kind of stupid conversations.
But I remember we talked about this last year, and of course this always comes up, but I feel like I want the credit.
Right.
Like, for instance, we're getting the kids – the Sadie and Xander are getting laptops.
Oh.
which is really kind of a good thing because the thing is they're going to need them for middle school.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not bypassing Christmas. It's right. an opportunity. If mm-hmm. I have to spend that money, I'm going to spend it and have it be a big Christmas gift right. rather than, all right, I'm buying it for you in the spring.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
In the summer.
Easter. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So that's going to be a big gift. But then it's like, huh, okay, so now I have to get them other things. You know when you're like kind of resentful?
Yeah.
It's like, this is a lot of money.
I
so
know.
Now Christmas is costing
that's
me
the
a
problem.
Lot of money.
I know.
And now I got to buy some other shit because it can't just be that.
I know. Well, that's
the
thing.
Stuff under the tree.
The thing is I know. That's the thing that drives me nuts. It's like, how many gifts do we have to do? It's
right.
like Santa has to buy you two gifts. We have to buy you two gifts. Like how many, you know, six gifts, 12 gifts? Like where is the cutoff? Like who gets and who's it from? I know. I don't like that either. But they're older now and they ain't getting fucking 10,000 gifts. They're getting one or two gifts, big gifts, and then like clothes. You know, stocking stuffers. You know, now that we're moving, there's a lot of stuff I was thinking about getting them that is really cool that's not going to be expensive, like stuff they'll treasure, like a
like
picture
what?
Of Sunny playing in, you know, playing basketball, like, you know, framed, blown up a little bit and framed. I could do that at Aaron Brothers down the street or, you know, in even the Shimley girl, you know, those are really cool. So there's stuff like they're at that age where they don't need toys, obviously. So they would appreciate that, as a gift, especially since we're going to go into a new house. They can put that up in their room, you know, that kind of stuff. So that's what I'm thinking is going to be.
Yeah, because I asked Xander the other day what he wants for Christmas. And he said,
Roblox.
Well, I mean, he's like, I just hope that Santa doesn't get me any kind of T-shirt with anything Fortnite on it. Apparently, that's really cringy now.
Yeah, I know.
Like playing it, it's not cringy, but oh, he's like, and what if Santa got me like a T-shirt with Roblox on it? He's obsessed with Roblox.
Right.
Like, that's all he wants to do.
Right.
But he's like, yeah, but I don't want to wear a T. I said, but you love Roblox. He goes, I don't want it on a T-shirt, Mom. He's scared Santa doesn't like get him.
Aww.
I was like, I'm sure Santa's like up on what
What's
you
up?
Like and
yeah.
what you don't like.
Did you write him his letter yet?
He doesn't know what he wants. He's like, well, I don't really play with toys anymore.
I know. That's the thing. Like, they don't want – they are fine. That's kids these days. They have everything. You know, I don't know. And people – it's not like when we were little when you could just buy a bike, you know, and call it a day.
Right.
Or, you know, in my case, a drum set. It's like the only one big gift I got was a drum set, which I played for about 2 days and abandoned it. But, like, you know, I don't know. It's so hard because they have it's electron. Everything's, like, at their fingertips. And
I know.
There's so much of so much of so much. It's so.
Anything LB wants, she just gets it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even with her own money,
mm-hmm.
like she had her birthday and she got a lot of really generous gifts. She got cash and she got gift cards. And so she bought herself Alexa. She wanted an Alexa.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Amazon one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's the one that Adam argues with every morning and I hear him. Alexa, turn it down.
I think I'll get that. Might get one for Sadie and Xander together.
Well, you can get them.
It's like a mini one. It's like
you can get the Alexa dots, those little ones. Those aren't – I don't think those are that expensive. Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. Click through for crying out loud, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to think what else they would like. See, because it's like I can't get them music because we have mm-hmm. Apple Music.
Yeah.
So they can listen to whatever song they want.
Right.
I thought about – I got LB, I think, last year like a speaker, but maybe that was 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't use – oh, John and I were thinking about something we bought them. Oh, laser. I bought Xander. I usually so carefully think about my kids and what mm-hmm. they want. Honestly, I think this year I'm going to get Sadie – like she loves Bath and Body Works.
Yeah.
I'm probably just going to get her a gift card so that she can spend money every time she goes there.
Yeah.
Like every time we go to the mall, she can buy herself something from Bath and Body.
So like – That's good. Like,
Last year I bought them stuff. Like
right.
I bought her picked out stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I honestly think it's fun when they open it. But she likes shopping for herself. So
maybe buy her like a little, you know, Bath and Body set thing and then with a gift card in her stocking or with it.
Yeah.
I don't know. so that she has it to unwrap. But
I don't want to waste it in this. I need to get them stuff they can unwrap.
I know. That's the thing. I know. And when they have birthday parties, do they bring gift cards to their friends now? Because there was a one time.
My kids do.
Like last year, I was like, get her a gift card. And they're like, Mom, you can't buy her a gift card. She doesn't like.
Oh, that's
like,
all I do.
I know. Now that's what we do. But last year, it was like, no, can't give them gift cards. But that's
why?
Like, I know. I don't know. I don't know what her reasoning was at. Now, what do you think I should do? I don't want to get in trouble. But what do you do if your kid, I won't say which one, so I won't get in trouble, has a friend that you're not quite crazy about.
Uh-huh.
Actually, they both do, actually. And then you just can't figure it out. You can't put your finger on it. But there's something up. And that kid comes – for instance, the kid came over – so my kids are on break. Are your kids on break?
Yes.
Okay. My kids are on break. So Friday, it was like, woohoo, they got out of school early, blah, blah, blah. Then they – then the kid, one of my kids, said, can me and my friends go to our house after school? Yes. Okay, so they go to our house. I was on Friday working, and then
– did they start eating muffins? Okay, no. Forget – scratch that. Okay. That did not happen.
No, I banned muffins from the house.
Right, right. So no muffins.
At least 3 days after the cleaning ladies come.
And cupcakes. No cupcakes.
Oh, fuck that. No cupcakes. Nothing that can crumble and make a mess. So then,
but can we have a waffle? You can have a waffle. That's it.
As long as it doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the thing is, though, the kid stayed at our house Friday after school, which they got out early, and into Saturday night, and then wanted – my kid said, can the kid spend the night again? And I was like – and I was down I was halfway to Tijuana at this point. Because Sonny had basketball tournaments, which I talked about on Monday. And so I was at the tournaments on a Saturday night, and I was like, oh, shit, never mind. Well, anyway, yeah. So she wanted her friend to come just to sleep over again. Like, and then I was like – so Adam was home, and I said, did she go home, her friend go home yet? No, she's still here. And it's like 9. I go, did they eat? And he goes, yeah, they ate. Like, what'd they eat? He goes, they walked to go get food. And I was like, first of all, thanks, Father of the Year. You can't fucking get your daughter and her friend. Anyway.
You know I live that life.
I know. So it's just kind of strange. It's just weird that this kid has spent the night at our house a few times and has been in our house a few times. I've never met the mom or the dad. Never seen them. I dropped her off at her house. But I've never met them. And who am I to go, hey, give me your – you know, my daughter's not going to her house. So, well, if she spends the night at my house, that's fine. But I don't know. I guess maybe I should. But
you have like the opposite problem of me. Mm-hmm. I have these parents that won't let their kids out of their sight.
I know.
And you have the one that's like,
fucking
see
won't
ya.
Go home.
Yeah. You adopted her?
Surf couch surfing. No, I know. The thing is – like, so like Sonny – these like three boys that he's hanging out with now that he's gone to their house after school, fine. But then he's staying there, and then he's like, oh, they invited me to spend the night. Well, I don't even know where you are, who the people are. I'd like at least meet the mom or talk to the mom. Or
right.
Is the mom okay with it? Like, have her text me. See, they're at this age now of nowhere's land where they have control. You know, I'm at a friend's house. I got invited to sleep over. I'm going to stay here tonight. You know, but – first of all, no, you can't make the decision. You're the kid. Like, you have to ask me. But then, okay, I say, can we spend the night? Yes. Okay. But I've never met the mom. Doesn't the mom want to ask? Like, can the mom text me? So then I do that. So then that's fine. I've done it like 3 times now with Sonny and his friends. But
right.
Now this kid has never – the mom has never, like, said – and how many dinners we've bought the kid? Like, even if she doesn't spend the night – she's there for dinners. She's there for muffins. So
– no, you would think that the parent
would
be like, oh, my gosh, thank you so much for having my daughter so much.
I know.
I know she's been here a lot. I really appreciate it.
It's really weird.
It is weird because, like, I have my friend – like, Elby's friends' moms and I are – we're always in constant
contact.
And it's like – And Elby's 14, but it's like if she's sleeping over at my friend's house, I'm always going to be like, oh, my gosh, I feel like you've had her so much lately. And she'll be like, oh, my God, forget.
Yeah.
Seriously? Look, I feel like you have my kid. And we're always like bending over backwards to go like, I'll be the one. I'll go pick them up. I'll take them here. Yeah. I'll take them because there's four of them.
Mm-hmm.
All of us moms are always
talking.
Never want. Yeah. We're always like, OK, this mom just drove over here and took her daughter there and I can drop your guys' kids all home.
Yeah.
No. That's too much trouble.
Yeah. No, I have that with Natalia's good friends. But this is a new one that she's met.
Yeah. So I'm saying I think it's
and
weird.
Also the other moms don't really know that her parents either. I said, have you met her, man? No. I don't know. It's just very strange. What am I supposed to do, though? Go knock on her door? I guess.
Text her?
I guess. I don't – what – I don't want to be that weirdo mom.
So she texts her own mom and says, come get me, like when she finally goes
home? I guess.
Home? Like you don't ever have contact with the parent?
No. Mm-mm. She – yeah. And she's been picked up a couple times when I haven't been there because I want to see – or meet her or whatever. But and then when Adam had her the other night and then finally she went home and then I said, did you meet her dad? And he goes, nah, they just, you know, Natalia walked her out. Okay, dad of the year again. But I don't know. But he didn't know that I was thinking this. But I don't know. I just think it's very strange.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I think as they get older.
How's Sadie been with her? Does she have – Did she have sleepover? Didn't she have another? Didn't she have a sleepover recently? No.
No. No. But we're recording Friday right now. Mm-hmm. On Tuesday, I will tell you about. This is going to be backwards.
I know the sound. We're hearing a sound in our headphones. It's strange. There it goes. Stopped. Whatever you did.
I did not do anything, but I did hear it there for a little while.
Yeah, it stopped.
All right.
Okay. Sorry, guys.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Sadie's, you know, it's interesting because Sadie and Xander's birthday is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am doing a party at Glow Zone. You heard of that place?
Yeah, I've been there. Remember? You told me to go there.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I had to go walk on the ceiling for Natalia because she wanted me to get up there.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm having a birthday party for them. And here's a little bitch.
Mm-hmm. Don't talk about her friends like that.
People and Eve. I'm not great with Evites. But sometimes, you know when you're like really wanting to know like who's coming and people just don't like and then you can see the thing is it's such a tease because you can see who viewed it who viewed it like 2 weeks ago
and
then just
haven't.
Never said anything and sometimes it's like a close friend of theirs that you're like really
I know
and I know that I have been guilty of it of waiting to sit but usually I've made contact with the parent and said hey my kid's coming
Right.
And then I just forget to – but I've never just like not responded until like the day before and been like, oh, there's – unless it was an accident. I guess I have, but
– Yeah, I have.
It's more annoying when you're the one sending out the invite.
Yeah, I know. So let's complain about that.
Yeah. So it was like I've been having to chase people around and then send it to their text and then be like have a reminder. Hey, can I get a count? And I just – I feel – There's going to be enough kids coming.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
But.
So you're doing a party for her at.
For the two of them together.
For both of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
At Glow Zone.
And they have the same friends, by the way?
They have overlapping friends.
Yeah.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
They have different friends as well, but they have some of the same friends. So that's why I actually thought maybe we do one last party that's the last 2 years. Remember last year I was going to do a slumber party for Sadie and nobody would come?
Mm-hmm.
And it was so the saddest thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
So remember I was like, you know what? We had already sent out the Evite.
Such a shame because Natalia and Sadie would get along great. They would get along really. It's too bad we don't like each other and don't hang out outside.
I know. It's too bad we have no chemistry.
I know.
No friendship chemistry.
Yeah. Anyway.
I think Sadie would be too young for Natalia though. She's kind of a young turning 11. I mean, she's
maybe,
super fun.
I think at Natalia's age right
like
now.
A year. Yeah.
But I think
they would
earlier and then maybe in a year, you know? Yeah. They for sure. But go ahead. Sorry.
Sadie just – she just always feels excluded. You know, she needs a friend that's like into her mm-hmm. and pay – but then – I don't
but
know.
Natalia, but yeah, she gets pushed away by friends that are in, she's into, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sadie is just an interesting – she's just an interesting kid. Mm-hmm. I mean, I adore her and she's – I think she has a lot to offer and she's
– I think that she needs to be around the right kids because didn't she go at the drama camp? Didn't – like they both love it and like – she loved it.
The first session of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Then the second session of it, they did it again, and she complained about it the whole time.
Well, she's Sadie. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I know. It's
no,
true.
No, she complained about
– she complains about every – she does – it takes a lot for her to like something. When mm-hmm. she likes something, she really likes it, and there's nothing better than seeing that kid like lit up about mm-hmm. something she enjoys, and
yeah.
she had fun. And but – and sometimes she's so hot and cold about school because sometimes she's happy and feels – included, and then when she doesn't feel included, she's so shut down and just sad. It's really hard.
God. How do you think she's going to do with middle school?
I mean, I have no idea because hopefully there'll be enough new kids. Mm-hmm. I told you I asked Elby. I was like, do you think that the reason Sadie has so much trouble with friends is because, you know, of her? Or do you mm-hmm. think it's because of her choices?
Right.
And Elby was like, I 100% think she doesn't have enough choices for friends.
She doesn't have enough
choices.
She's
been stuck. Yeah. Yeah. She goes, I don't think it's her.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Elby, I think, would tell me.
Yeah, I agree. That's what I think.
So we have a little treat for you guys after we tell you about a couple of our sponsors.
Yeah.
We have Lynette's friend is here.
My friend Amanda, who does a podcast, but she wrote an article. She reached out to me. And I was just so flattered that somebody wanted to do an article on our house from Forbes magazine, which I read and I enjoy. And, so she reached out and she did the article on our house. And so she does a podcast. And so I said, well, come stop by, say hi on our podcast.
And something interesting about Amanda is that she wrote this article.
Which is weird. I didn't
know that
years
ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know her. For XO Jane. And she got a lot of backlash. And, you know, I'm always interested in those kind of stories.
Oh. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I had no
so
idea.
I'll ask her about it.
Okay.
After you talk to her.
Okay.
But first, My Bite Vitamins. It's the vitamin that you've been waiting for. It's a multivitamin with layers of chocolate, caramel, and peanuts. Even the pickiest eaters will go nuts for this yummy bite.
I had one last night for dessert. I really did.
And did you feel more energized from getting your vitamins? I told LB that if she wants to play basketball and soccer in one season, she's going to have to take My Bite Vitamins
mm-hmm.
every day
mm-hmm.
and eat healthy.
Right. Yeah. It's good.
Yeah. Each yummy bite has as much vitamin A as 3 cups of broccoli, as much vitamin C as 3 cups of sliced pear. It's good for your immune system. It's got zinc, C and E, and it has 100%, this is important, excellent source of vitamin A.
Yes.
Which helps your body absorb calcium. And that's what our kids need for their bones, especially if they're doing sports. So My Bite Vitamins, yes, get them at Target or go to My Bite or search My Bite Vitamins in the vitamin aisle.
You guys are going to love them.
Yeah. Also. Oh,
Wander Beauty. We love Wander Beauty.
Freaking love it.
Love it. Have you guys tried it? Has anybody – if you guys have tried it, you should tell us about it on our Reel It In page. We want to hear what you guys think.
I absolutely love the powder foundation. I know I talk about it a lot, but it's my favorite product.
I know. I
love it. You take the little powder thing. It's like – it looks like a powder, like an old-fashioned like powder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pressed compact powder. But then it goes on like a smooth like foundation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. And I like they have great mascara.
Mm-hmm. They have they have the lip liner and lipstick that I use all the time. They sent us a nice little package. And what they do is they streamline your beauty routine. So they keep it down to a few products that work great. So you don't have to bring with you a ton of, you know, and worry about a ton of different brushes and different lipsticks and powder and foundation. It's all put together. They have their super popular Just One Swipe Duo, which features a full-size version of their Wanderlust Powder Foundation, which is what you love. And they have this at 30% off the retail value. They have the Unlash Volume and Curl Mascara as well.
And another product I really like is their blush. It's a cream kind of blush, but it's in a tube sort of thing. Mm-hmm. How do I explain this? It's like a roll-on, and it has a blush on each end of it.
Yeah.
So one end is more for the glow, mm-hmm. for like a highlighter, and one is the more the color.
Yeah.
So it's two
It's really nice.
Go to wanderbeauty.com/FCOL today and save an additional 20% on Wander Beauty's Just One Swipe Complexion and Lash Duo. That's wanderbeauty.com/FCOL. Wanderbeauty.com/FCOL.
Ah, let's bring in Lauren. Amanda Lauren. So she has two first names.
Yeah. What is that? We're going to have to ask her about that.
All right. We'll bring her in just a minute.
So we're back.
Yay. With guests.
We have guests in our studio.
Yeah.
We have two delightful girls, fellow podcasting women. We have Amanda Lauren, who reached out to me. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
And Allie Levine.
Hi.
And you guys have a podcast called...
Things we're too lazy to blog about. We were too lazy to come up with a shorter title.
Very lazy. I kind of love it now, though.
And you know, everyone loves the title, and I'm still completely unsure of it. But it's like, it's been like 107 episodes, so.
Yeah. Oh, really? 100? Wow.
Yeah. We're just powering through, you know?
We are.
Do you do it once a week, or?
We're like once a week. We're going to officially now be every Wednesday now that we have ourselves together.
Yeah, we were kind of like, oh, maybe a Monday, maybe a Thursday. Let's see where we're at. Now we're finally committing to like Wednesday.
Well, because we're finally getting ads. So we're like, oh, we have to be adults now and like tell them the day when it's going to air.
Instead of, Stephanie and I went through that too.
Yeah. It's like growing pains, right? You're just like, oh, I got to make this work and figure out what day works. So yeah, Wednesday seems to be the magical day. So
yeah.
We tried doing two times a week at one point.
But someone got pregnant.
I knew that was coming.
I got pregnant.
Okay, so Lauren, you're a writer.
Amanda.
I'm sorry. I always call you Lauren.
It's okay. You know what?
Her name is Amanda Lauren, to be fair.
I should have been named Lauren, and I think of myself as more of a
you
Lauren.
You look like
anyway.
A Lauren.
People do call you that. So.
I know. I'm so
sorry.
Used to it.
So, Amanda, you're a writer, and you write for Forbes. You write for...
I'm a contributor to Forbes, A Sweat Life. I write for some other websites, too, I write for Horoscope sometimes, and then I have my own blog. It's AmandaLauren.com.
Okay.
So I do a lot. I'm behind a computer all day. I have no life.
And Allie, you just had a baby.
I did. I'm a new mom to my daughter, Amelia Ray. She's 7 months old.
Oh, that's pretty.
What a cute name.
I love your kids' names.
Thank you.
Whenever I'm listening, I'm like, oh, they're such good names.
And so how are you out of the house right now?
I know.
Well, do you see I have my Hydro Flask with me filled with water, nothing else, and constantly hydrating for nursing. I literally nursed her before I ran out the door. I was like, thank God my mother-in-law's in town for the holidays, so she's helping me.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, Mary Jane, I'm going to nurse her early so I can run and be on time for the podcast, and then I'll be right back. And then I pumped extra just in case she flips and needs milk. Like, Mary Jane's covered.
It's nice to have help.
It's so
you
nice
need it.
Because honestly, it's just my husband and I, and we're doing a decent job, but it's exhausting. Just the two of us. All our families on the East Coast, so we don't really have much help. So I'm always venting to Amanda. I'm like, sorry, we have to podcast here again today, because it's hard, like, to have help and then trust having people that, like, you don't know if you can trust them.
That's
and, you know,
tough.
And they're your baby. And so it's, so the struggle is real. So I'm figuring it out.
Yeah.
And she goes everywhere with me.
Do you have any other mom friends yet?
I have started to find a mom tribe.
Yeah.
I went to a Fashion Mamas event, which is like a lot of – because I'm also by craft like a wardrobe stylist and TV personality. So a lot of them are in the entertainment field. And so I hang out with a lot of them, and they kind of get, you know, what I'm dealing with and stressing and everything. So it's nice to have that like filter and everything.
Do a lot of them have nannies though?
A few of them do, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that must be nice.
Must be nice.
But, like if you don't have family, like Dr. Drew will say the biggest, most important thing is get any help you can, whether it's friends.
Totally.
You know,
I'm working on that. I mean, Amanda's great even when, like,
Amanda,
comes over
what do you
the
do?
Podcast.
I bear the traffic. You know what? It's like – It just it
bear
is
the traffic.
It is.
Bear
the traffic.
You know what? I don't really mind it, and I'm gonna bite my tongue now because watch, I'll be like stuck in traffic for 3 hours or something. But you know what? She would do the same for
me.
I
would, for sure.
And it is what it is. I also
and you help hold her like when we're podcasting. Like, yeah, you help me. It's a team effort, which it's, I appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that big of a deal. It's what you have to do to do what we do, and we're very lucky to get to do it. And if it means like commuting, well, like, I have good podcasts that I listen to, so it's not too bad. And it's kind of like my private time because at home also I have two dogs and they are very challenging to podcast with.
Yeah.
They're like having kids. My husband has to watch them.
Really? Why are they yappers?
They love
English
bulldog. They want to be involved.
Oh,
you know?
English.
Can you blame
that's
them?
Right. Yeah.
They just want to be involved. One time we actually had Milo come up the stairs during a podcast with Jamie Kennedy and like wanted to be like right next to him. It was like,
he's hilarious. So loud.
And like
he's
up
breathing.
These like hardcore stairs. Like you would never think this dog would get up. And we're like, oh, hello.
No, it's like a spiral staircase. But like listening to my dog breathe, it's like he needs a CPAP machine. All the time, like a little doggy CPAP. So you can hear him like on the. So there's no way that they can be in the room. And I have like a one bedroom with an office, it's like a loft, so it's not like it's my place is so conducive
right
to recording
and I'm learning now being a new mom, like I'm really into the whole like Baby Whisperer book and like I'm married to the books because it's working for me and so I'm sleep training her and I have her on like a great nap schedule, so like I know for the most part 90% of the time can give me wood that like you know I can get her down and we can podcast for a few hours and she'll be sleeping and I won't have to deal with her until she's up, you know, wanting to eat. So I usually like nurse between the next episode, then we record again, so we're like in a decent rhythm. And Amanda and I both, you know, blog and share a lot of the same like brands and platforms and do social media influencing together. So I feel like it's kind of like this good crazy marriage that
works.
Yeah,
no, it works. It works for us. And I also feel like this is preparing me to be a parent one day. Like, you're reading all the books, so I don't have to.
This is true.
Yeah.
I'll give you the cliff notes.
That's how I parented. I just went to other people who read the books.
Yeah, why would you want to read them?
Yeah,
I don't blame you.
Yeah, but don't you hate as a new mom where you find something that works, but then somebody else will tell you, like, oh, whatever it is that you're doing that you found that works, somebody wants to debate you on it, right?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
They want to go like, oh,
sleep
training.
All the time. Like, you're
really? You're
there?
Doing that? And you're like, yeah, because I want to fucking go to sleep.
Yes, and I want to have a marriage with my husband too. Like, no offense. You know, every mom is different, but like, I know how my husband and I work. We need to sleep and we need to have time together or it's just not going to work. And like, when I know she's asleep by 8:30 latest and she's out, I know him and I can watch a movie, do whatever. Like, we can be human beings again.
Right.
And I feel like for us, that's really important because we're both going in different directions all the time, as a lot of us are, working and hustling.
Yeah.
So for me, you know, and yeah, it's funny you say that because I have a lot of moms that are like, that's really hard and it's kind of harsh on the baby. And I'm like, listen, the baby will be fine.
Yeah.
Like, no, she seems to be doing good.
But when you're hormonal too, like, you're still hormonal, I think, through the first year and you're breastfeeding, you're going to be susceptible to people judging.
Oh, I'm constantly crying to a man.
Right? When people say something like, as soon as you hear the word harsh and you're a brand new mom that's hormonal, you're going to be like, oh, my God, somebody just told me I'm being harsh with a baby.
Completely.
Like,
oh, no, my God. I said to Amanda, I'm like, am I doing the wrong thing? And she's like, no, every mom is different and it's your call. And, like, she's really good about that because she'll even, like, back me up in certain Facebook groups because people come after you because, you know, people love to do that in Facebook.
Oh,
and
Stephanie doesn't know
And Amanda's like, hey, easy. Like, she's a new mom. Like, you know, she's doing her best. Like, let it roll. And it's just – I can't stand the hashtag mom shaming. It drives me nuts.
Yes.
Like, I'm very vocal about it now on my social media because I'm like, to each his own. Don't shame another mom.
Right.
You have no idea how hard this is.
Oh, yeah.
You have no idea. I mean, listen, I
think I do.
Well, you do because you're in the thick of it with me. Like, we made the joke that when we started our podcast is basically right when I got pregnant and I wasn't planning to.
It was like a few months in.
Yeah. So we were like, oh, hey, we're raising our baby and I'm having a baby. It was like a whole – now our babies are growing up together.
Exactly. No, I mean, no, people are really harsh towards moms. And it's like, I know someone and she was buying – she's breastfed. Then she decided to formula feed because that's what worked for her. And she went to CVS to go buy formula. And someone just started screaming at her.
Yeah,
in the
because she was buying formula.
Yeah. Like, you're poisoning your child. And I'm just like, who's time for this?
I know. Yeah, that's horrible.
It is horrible because some moms also really struggle with breastfeeding. Like, I was very lucky that, like, in the beginning, I struggled horribly. I was bawling my eyes out talking about being hormonal. I could not produce enough milk for the first, like, month and a half, it was really bad. Amelia was dropping weight. Like, it was a whole situation. I was going to have to go to formula. I personally really wanted to nurse. And luckily, I had a lactation team and a doula and everyone who really helped me. Like, you can do this. This is what we're going to change. And they guided me through. But if I didn't have that support, I'm an SOL.
Right.
Like, isn't it crazy that breastfeeding has become, like, training for the Olympics or something? Like, you get a whole team. No, you get, like, your sports, your breastfeeding doctor. You get your
lead.
You call people up and they send in. They all come.
They
it's like you just hurt yourself.
You could have done like a reality show on my breastfeeding because people were coming in and out, in and out. And they're like, no, no, latch her this way. No, no, do this. And I'm like, oh my God, this is so complicated.
It doesn't hurt.
It's like you're driving a race car and you got like your pit crew and they all just rush in and nobody wants you to stop breastfeeding. They're all, like, it seems like the whole world is
latch,
like,
latch.
No.
Exactly. Pretty
you can
much.
Do this.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah.
You're 100% right. I know.
So both of you girls, you're both married and you work from home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Does your husbands work at home? And do you have an ass full of your husbands? You're still young, though, I think.
So my husband is a production accountant. So most of the time he is at the office. Right now he's between shows. So I've been getting a little bit like, I love you, but like, get the frick out of the house, because he's like in my show all the time.
Right.
And, like, and I'm like, I have a schedule. Or like, I love that he wants to play with her because he doesn't get to spend as much time with her. And it melts my heart that he's obsessed with her. But I'm like, she needs to take a nap. She needs to do this. You need to feed her solids. And he's like, it's fine, we're just playing. And I'm like, no, you're ruining the schedule. This is how I
like
roll,
that.
You know?
Yeah.
I like feel like I'm crazy sometimes.
No, I was like that.
Thank you for that.
I had to have a schedule.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, to each his own. Good for you if you can do without. I can't.
I was a Nazi because I had to have my kids like
that,
taking a nap every day.
Yes, yeah. Same. Okay, good. That makes me feel better.
Yeah.
Because that's how I am too.
Well, but wait, before you have a baby, I think a lot of us have this fantasy. I've said this many times on the podcast that your life is, you're going to just go right back to how you were.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to be some kind of like hippie, like, I'm going to take the baby to the parties.
Yes.
And they're just going to.
I did. I was totally.
Oh, my God.
Amanda
there are more
so
images of her baby than of me.
But you know what? I just take her everywhere and just figure it out. And when she has a meltdown, I'm just like, okay, we're leaving. Like, I just kind of follow her cues and do what I have to do. But I was totally in your zone.
But when they nap. I remember not being able to go somewhere because Elby, when she was a baby, hadn't taken a
nap.
And people, my friend got mad.
Mine
and I was
too.
Like, I don't think you understand.
This baby is napping.
What my life is going to be like.
Exactly.
Like,
are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Some people,
I had someone get mad at me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just, why are you leaving? Just put them down in the other room. Yeah. Like, okay.
Lock them in the closet.
Yeah, exactly.
And like, just knives.
Yeah.
Right.
I know.
No. I had to, today is the day after Thanksgiving, but remember I told you the story of my first Thanksgiving with Elby? Elby is born November 12th, so she was 11 days old.
Wow.
The first Thanksgiving, and my mom was like, yeah, she couldn't understand why, first of all, I had had a C-section too, so I have an 11-day-old.
I had
been out of the hospital. I was in the hospital for like 3 days or whatever.
Yeah.
Freshly out of the hospital. I'm
and
in
you're
pain.
Sore. Uh-huh.
I'm sore. I'm trying to breastfeed at that time before I gave it up. And I remember my mom being like, I don't understand why like the baby has to get all this attention. Like, put her down, let her sleep on the bed. And I was like,
no.
She's 11 days old.
Yeah.
Like, I can't put her down and forget. Oh, well, forget about that.
Yeah. Right.
We're having Thanksgiving
the next thing.
Now.
Yeah.
Right.
Lock her in the bathroom.
Right.
It's true, though. I feel
you
for you because I had an unexpected C-section after – Larry, long story short, having 42 hours of natural labor and then finding out it wasn't going to happen and wound up in a C-section. And so I was extremely sore because I basically kind of did.
Allie, it was the longest day of my life.
I know it was. Yeah, she was.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
42 hours?
It was intense. But that aside, like I know she's talking about being sore and I couldn't like move for weeks and I couldn't drive for like 8 weeks. And everyone's like, why is everything such a conundrum? Like, it's fine. Just let it be. And I'm like, no. Like, I just had a baby. Like, life is just a little crazy right now. Like, I don't even feel like myself. So I give you props for being able to have a Thanksgiving 11 days later. Because I would have said Thanksgiving's canceled.
I still had to make the fucking mashed potatoes, too.
Wow. You're
didn't get
a really
didn't even
good
get out of that.
Woman. Wow.
And just pick it up somewhere. I would have just picked it up somewhere, put it
Postmates.
On my own plate, and I would have just lied and said I made everything.
Yeah. That's usually my story.
So, Amanda, do you want to have a baby now?
Sometimes. No, I always joke around that, like, when I listen to – because I've been listening to this podcast for – I've been listening to you guys forever, like, in every
iteration.
Yeah,
Amanda turned me on to you guys.
I'm very into podcasts.
Thanks.
I'm creepy and fangirly and all
you
that.
You are.
I try not to be creepy about my fangirliness. But anyway, Sometimes you two scare me away from having children.
Oh, no. Really?
Thank you for your honesty. I think we're doing a service.
I love your honesty. I was telling my mom and my mother-in-law and different people like that, you know, our moms. And I'm like, it is so nice and refreshing in this world of this, you know, Instagram filter.
Yeah, everything's great.
And then are like, no, this is what it's like. Yeah. It's not perfect.
Yeah,
and it's so much better.
Normal, because mm-hmm. there's so many times where I go on, like, all these moms I follow on Instagram. No shade. You guys are amazing. But I unfollow now because I'm like, I feel depressed.
I know.
Seeing how perfect everything is all the time. I'm like, how? How do you look that good? How does your kid look that good? I've got her spinning up all over me. I've changed four times.
Her child
like,
is the messiest eater. Lily is the messiest eater.
Exactly. You know, it's hard for us, but imagine, like, I'm going through it with a preteen. Like, she thinks everybody is having a great time and everything is great and all her pictures on Instagram, she has to look great and having
permanent
a fun
FOMO?
Time. Yeah. I mean, it's like, oh. FOMO for off the charts.
Yeah.
Instagram ruins lives.
It does.
It really does.
When I was first had a baby, luckily, blogging was starting out. It was starting to get big. Mm-hmm. New mom blogs. And that's where I went for that. When I fell into that community, it was really great because people
that's
were keeping it real.
My voice too.
Because it wasn't this age, though, of like Instagram. There wasn't any of that. It was all just moms sharing real stuff. And I remember how freeing that was to hear the first person go, oh, it's far from perfect. I think my baby has colic. A girl that had said previously, oh, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. And then I was crying to her and she was like, oh, it's not. It's far from perfect. My kid's crying all the time. My baby's crying.
Yep.
And I just remember going, oh, good. Even if I'm miserable, at least I'm miserable with other people.
Yes,
and then, you know, I had other people to say it does get better.
Yes.
It gets great. It's totally worth it.
No, it is completely worth it. But, yeah, thank you for saying that because even on my Instagram now, I've been brutally real to the point now where I'm, like, always getting attacked by random moms because
and
I'm
then
just
I have
so,
to defend her in the comments
me.
Where people – and
people
I'm just
are
like,
so
who has time for this?
Yeah.
Like,
people are mean.
I don't understand people who have time to write mean things on the internet. Now, I'm not going to say – I don't write mean Yelp reviews sometimes because I do. But like to sit there on someone's Instagram.
But you're doing it because you're trying to tell people that the Chinese food is not good here. Just stay away.
Food poisoning all the way.
Exactly. But for me with my Instagram, like I decided after I had Amelia, like I need to make this like a safe place not only for myself but for everybody else that's following me because I'm not going to be one of those moms who is like
show the perfect ass.
And it's unicorn and rainbows.
Yes.
No, fuck that.
How about those ones that are on vacation in their bikinis? Like,
exactly.
Oh, just had my baby.
Well, I don't even look that good.
Bawling
I've never
over
had a
body.
Baby. Like, and I feel like
– See, it's terrible.
It is terrible.
Like you just had a baby.
The bounce back, you can't see my air quotes on podcast, but I'm every time my bounce back 6 days later, I'm like, screw you. It took me 7 months to get my body to like a decent bounce back. And I'm still getting there. Thank
you.
But like, you know, it's hard. So I am trying to do like what you found with the mom blogs. I'm trying to do the same thing on my Instagram. Everything I write is kind of like a novel, but it's because I'm essentially trying to take that world and move it into my own Instagram.
That's smart.
So people can get that safe.
Where can people find you on Instagram?
Oh, at Ali Levine Design.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
All one word.
And it's something we try to do on the podcast as well.
Yes,
I think because I think it's like there are not a lot of – it's this weird like – I don't want to say it's like being a teenager because it's not, but like my awkward years are now.
Mm-hmm.
Like
I'm
I
not
because
sure.
it's like well all my friends some of my friends are still single some of them have babies and I'm just like really happy being married and thinking like we're a few years away from being ready even though like I love kids I just don't
you're
feel
like an aunt to all of our kids
no and it's wonderful and I'm experiencing their joy and then I get to say goodbye when the baby
yes,
gets fuzzy but like it's true and I think that like there are a lot of women in this position
I feel like Amanda's really age shaming us right now
no.
I have time
I know trust me
I'm just kidding.
Well, don't you?
I got married and was immediately like, oh shit, better have a baby immediately.
No.
I
didn't, wait, really?
I was running out of time. Yeah. I already had my kid at 37 as it was.
Wow.
And I had gotten married only a few months before.
Yeah, and my
I'm a late
baby's
bloomer.
36.
Proud of it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good for you.
My mom's best friend had twins at 49.
Yeah, I mean like more
than 49.
Yeah.
49.
No,
yeah,
that's
a
nap
story.
Time.
22 years ago, and her husband had to get a reverse vasectomy, and she managed to get, and she was not in the best health. She managed to have twins. I'm sure like...
So I can – there's still
worried.
Time for me? I can have another set of twins?
Bridget Nielsen had a kid at like 58. I mean that's a little –
that's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So your blog is things we're too lazy to blog about.
That's the podcast.
Oh, that's your podcast.
Yes,
sorry.
A little confusing.
That's not your blog.
And what do you guys talk about on the podcast? Like –
It's fashion and beauty on iTunes. It's really lifestyle, but since iTunes doesn't have a lifestyle category, we love you, iTunes, but like, it's not a lifestyle category. We do a lot of fashion and beauty. We do celebrity interviews.
Yeah, we do. We like to empower and inspire. We always want people to feel like they take away something.
Oh, my God. Nice. I got to get them on Meet and Greet.
Yeah, yes.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
I was telling you about that.
Yeah, you were.
I'm going to get you guys. I'm going to sign you guys up. I'm going to give you a personal tutor on Meet and Greet.
It's a really fun.
Should we talk about Meet and Greet? Really? No? Not yet?
Not today.
Okay.
We'll do it on our Tuesday show.
All right.
So, by the way, Patreon. We're still doing Patreon. Yes. And you can still get our bonus content. And we Patreoned this week.
What?
So go listen to the Patreon. It was all about my favorite topic, my kids' drama. My kids' drama, like official
drama.
Your kids' drama is so – I just feel like I'm going to be so prepared for when I have kids because I just – no, well, first of all, I understand why my mom had zero involvement in any of this because I will tap out. Like, I have no patience for this.
Yeah.
But
you're,
I know what to expect.
Mom.
Yeah.
You're amazing that you care.
Yes.
Like,
I listen and I'm like, wow, you are hashtag goals.
Aww. I don't think I could love my future kids that much.
I know,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I don't really love them that much. It's just more about their reflection of me. So
I like Phil better.
Yeah.
No, I know.
So anyway, Patreon, if you're $5 right now, you will get all the bonus content. And then just skip to the $50 level and get a business shout out. Like my friends, do you guys listen to Comedy Film Nerds? It's a great podcast.
I've heard it before.
Graham Elwood and Chris Mancini. And Chris is they're both friends of mine, but Chris is a longtime friend of mine. And they're super hilarious. And they talk movies every week. ComedyFilmNerds.com. And if you want some CBD, do you guys like CBD?
Oh, love. Yes.
You guys like the other
stuff too?
I'm just
kidding. Hempworks. HEMPWORX.com/L Molina. She will hook you up with some CBD. Sarah Dean has a podcast that you might really like, Allie, called Shameless Mom Academy.
Oh, yes. I am subscribed to that.
Yeah. Okay. That she helps you get your identity again after mother.
She's
probably
fantastic.
Talks about a lot of these issues.
Yep.
The Wayne Foundation is a 501c nonprofit. It's dedicated to help girls out of sexual trafficking. Go to waynefdn.org to help out and make a donation. You know,
we don't want girls
getting sexually trafficked. No. Kate Marengo has a company called Interior Chicago. That's where she works. It's a national online interior design service, interiorchicago.com. Tish Clevenger, Juice Plus, she really wants you to have 30 fruits and vegetables and grains in your diet. And she'll help you. Clevenger.juiceplus.com. That's it for this week.
Also, you guys are into beauty. You guys know about Ulta, right?
Oh, yeah.
Of course. So
we love Ulta.
Go check out Ulta. Go to Ulta.com. Check out Quip for toothbrushes. Go to getquip.com/FCOL. My Bite Vitamins, get them at Target. Go to Target.com. And Wander Beauty, go to Wander Beauty. .com/FCOL, which
so
we
many
love.
Good tips.
Super
fun having you guys.
No, so what's your Twitter handles and how do we find you?
My Twitter is @AmandaLauren, AmandaLauren, my Instagram is @itsAmandaLauren. Both are verified. You'll see the check mark. I know, very narcissistic. My website is it's is in the URL, AmandaLauren.com.
Okay.
And our podcast is Things We're Too Lazy to Blog About. We're on iTunes and we're on Spotify and
all
the platforms.
I'm gonna check it out. You guys got the celebrity interviews, too.
Yes, there are a lot of fun.
We have really fun ones.
Yes. And my blog is AllieLevine.com. If you want to book me for styling remote or in person, it's AllieLevineStyling.com. I love helping everybody out there look, especially for the holidays. And at AllieLevineDesign across all platforms for Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff. And like Amanda said, Things We're Too Lazy to Blog About is our podcast.
I was going to make a recommendation because I know people here like Real Housewives. We've interviewed quite a few Real
Housewives.
Oh, yes,
we have.
So
and we have quite a few coming through in the new year.
Oh, nice.
So listen to if I can recommend a place to start, it's The Real – and Peggy Sulahan.
Yes.
Which is not really anything like how our podcast is, but she gets really confessional and I think everyone here would really like
really good Peggy tea. From OC, the one that's gone.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, and she gives it to you.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Good recommendation.
Listen to it on the way home.
All right. Well,
we've gone. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So you're a parent now.
Don't fuck it up.
There you go.
They want to hit a Thanksgiving song.
This is a Thanksgiving song. I hope you enjoy it. Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey. Oh, I love you. Love to eat turkey, 'cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should, 'cause it's turkey to eat. So good. That clapping's messing my head up, man. I appreciate it, but I was trying to think of the next line. I'm like, all I hear is clapping. Here we go. Thanks anyways. Turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey, then I take a nap. Thanksgiving is a special night. Jimmy Walker used to say dynamite. That's right. Turkey with gravy and cranberry. Can't believe the Mets traded that old strawberry. Turkey for you and turkey for me. Can't believe Tyson gave that girl BD. White meat, dark meat, you just can't lose. I fell off my moped and I got a bruise. Turkey in the oven and the buns in the toaster. I'll never take down my Cheryl Teague's poster. Wrap the turkey up in aluminum foil. My brother likes to masturbate with baby oil. Turkey and sweet potato pie. Sammy Davis Jr. only had one eye. Turkey for the girls and turkey for the boys. My favorite kind of pants are corduroys. Gobble, gobble, goo, and gobble, gobble, giggle. I wish turkey only cost a nickel. Oh, I love turkey on Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Thank you.